Hey there. You're listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we'll be hearing a rerun of an episode we did with Austin artist Dana Falconberry. And we're rerunning this episode because it's an episode that, for me, gives like really great insight into the collaborative, magical beauty of the Austin music scene. And I want you to hear that because in a couple days, it's going to be February. And KTX, the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast, is partnering with the City of Austin Music and Entertainment Division and the Austin Music Foundation to declare that February is a love fest for Austin music. We're calling it Love Austin Music Month. And Love Austin Music Month, well, it means that we want to encourage everyone to show their love and adoration for Austin music and Austin musicians and Austin music venues, like for the whole scene. So if you live here, you can do your part by going to local shows and taking pictures and using the hashtag #LoveAustinMusic. And when you do that, you'll be entered to win a KUTX prize pack. Every day, our own Laurie Gallardo will be telling you about local shows as part of her Austin Music Minute. We have a crowdsourced list of shows by Austin bands on our website. You can find it at kutx.org/loveaustinmusic, along with a ton of other ideas about how you can show your support for the Austin music scene. And like we know, you may not like physically be here in Austin, but we also know that you don't have to be here to love Austin music. You can be part of the Austin music experience anywhere in the world when you listen to KUTX. We have an app, or you can listen online at kutx.org. You can follow us on all the social medias. Our handle is at KUTX. And yeah, I mean, let's do it. Let's get connected and all get behind the Austin music scene in February. And now to Dana Falconberry. She's a singer and a songwriter who is temporarily based in Alpine, Texas, but has worked and made music in Austin for many years. She creates this gorgeous music that has folk roots, but it can also get into real experimental territory. And her songs are filled with images of the natural world, framed in these really magical ways. She just released a new single. It's called Who Will Be the Only One? And it finds her exploring new electronic sounds and themes that, like, look at the devastating idea of what it would be like to be the last animal of a species left on Earth. It's so good. And I got to talk to Dana back in 2016. And looking back on this interview, like, I just love how Austin it is. Two Austin musicians talking about the impact that an Austin band had on one of them. A band that, like, not a ton of people who didn't live in Austin at a very specific time may have heard, but that band had a huge impact on Dana. And this conversation, this kind of conversation, it happens all the time in this town. Austin musicians talking about how important other Austin bands have been to them. It's one of the reasons I love Austin music. And hopefully, after hearing this, you'll know what I mean.
I have been so stressed out about picking a song.
I so don't want to stress people out with this.
It's just my thing. That's what I do. I just get stressed.
That's cool.
But I seriously have not been able to pick a song. And then 2 minutes ago, I just decided, all right, I'm going to pick this song.
Oh, yay. Okay, good.
But it's going to be kind of like a whole album. And I was in the band.
Okay,
is that cheating?
Sure.
That's cheating.
There's no cheating.
That's cheating. But I'm going to go ahead and say it was an album that I don't even know what it was called, but a Peter and the Wolf album. Red Hunter is a friend of mine, and he is now living in New York, but he was living in Austin, and we had a band together called Peter and the Wolf. Mm-hmm. This was in like 2000, six or something.
I remember Peter and the Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was right when I first moved here, and I met him in an open mic and then started listening to his songs. And then we started collaborating, and he would write the songs and I would sing on them. Mm-hmm. And we made this little kind of EP together. And I think those songs, like learning. So first of all, I will say learning a song to sing. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you agree. I think it's a completely different way to learn a song than to just listen to a song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if you're going to cover a song or something, when you learn it, just the process of learning the chords and memorizing the lyrics, it gets in your body in a different way.
Yeah.
So I don't know that these songs would have affected me as much if, I think they're beautiful. I think he's a brilliant, genius songwriter. But I don't know that they would have affected me the same way if I had just heard them. But learning these songs, learning to sing them, I think really informed my artistic sensibilities.
Strange eyes, older than the hills, I know we are. Strange eyes, older than the hills, I know we are.
So, and this is right after you moved to town. So you were like 20 something.
25 or something.
And 24. Did you move to town to do music? Like, were you, mm-hmm. did you have music that you had written and you were writing?
I did, yeah. It was, kind of underdeveloped at the time, you know. I didn't have a band or I didn't have, I had a handful of songs that I had written. But they were different, you know, and I think that after I heard these songs from Red and learned them and sang them with him, I wrote differently after that. He wrote these melodies that sounded like you'd heard them a million times, you know, like they were ancient, but they weren't. I mean, they were original songs.
I love you, dear old Robin. I've loved you all along. To you I leave every word and every song. My friends say I'm bipolar. My friends are sometimes wrong. These illusions are all I take with me. On the cold and lonely, unforgiving sea.
But also lyrically, I think he went into a different world. And that was kind of the first time I'd ever really experienced that.
Do you mean like as opposed to writing about like first person experience?
Which I think he did too, but he kind of veiled it in a different world.
A million tents and trailers will cover the open desert. Your kids will learn again how to build a fire, where to look for water, and the families are bound together now by the fall of all the great cities, finally to sing out their stories and the history.
They took me to a different place, and I felt like I was in a different world when I was listening to the music, and that was that was the first time I'd ever understood that you could do that. And now I feel like that is my number one goal, is to take listeners to a different world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So before, when the songs that you brought with you to Austin that you were singing before,
they were poop. They were crap. But they were, yeah, they were, but very...
Were they very, like, first person?
Very first person, complainy, you know, melodromatic.
You
all
in
that
mid-20s. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What else are you gonna do?
Exactly.
You know?
What do I have to sing about? Who knows?
I mean, I just think that that was the first time that I had heard anything like that. And so after that, I felt like, oh, I didn't know that you could write songs like this. I just wrote like everybody else. And now I want to write differently. So I started writing more storytelling kind of songs, like more literal storytelling songs, kind of after that. And now I feel like it's less storytelling, and you know, I feel like maybe I've gone through some other transformations since then, and
right.
It's less storytelling and more, I don't know, mystical or something.
Mystical, like there's a lot of nature, there's a lot of like...
Yeah, and kind of describing scenes or whatever. But yeah, at that time, I feel like it did make me want to write more in a storytelling voice.
Red sun going down where the boats all disappear. In my dreams I saw a thousand empty cities, papers blowing through the air.
I guess it was also like a different kind of show experience than I'd ever. He did some weird shows, you know. Mm-hmm. We played a show on an island in the middle of Town Lake, and we I don't know, he kind of just
expanded your idea of what you could do with all aspects of music. It sounded
exactly
like,
yeah,
like you can sing differently and you can write differently and you can perform
right
however
and want. That was my first kind of he was kind of the first musician that I kind of fell in with musically in Austin. And, you know, I came from Arkansas where there's no like cohesive music scene in Arkansas or in Little Rock, you know? I mean, there are scenes that I'm not a part of, but, or I wasn't a part of, but I didn't have a musical community around me at all. And so this was also my first experience with anything like that.
Oh, what a lucky first experience.
Yeah, like, it was cool.
To meet someone like that who kind of takes you in and like shows you some stuff. So was it the fact that these songs kind of transported you?
I think so.
Out of yourself?
Yeah, and out of like your current situation. You know, they weren't about like driving down the street or, you know, nothing that you could really do in your normal life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a part of it. And then there's also the melodies and the, you know, the part that I just have no words for.
Oh, that, I mean, I think that's the thing, right? Like that music kind of is, it's about something other than words. It's about something that you can't explain. And that's
why
it's so powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the timbre of someone's voice can take you.
Yeah. Or the way they strum their guitar, and you can put those three chords together in another band and it wouldn't do the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's the mystical, magical
part of music.
Yeah. Right.
Seven stars.
And this is Who Will Be the Only One, the new single from Dana Falconberry. I'll have a link to it on the show notes page for this episode at kutx.org. And yeah, you wanted a glimpse into what it's like to be a musician in Austin, Texas. Well, you just got one. I love this town and the scene because it's open and collaborative and everyone gets to learn from and with everyone else. It's a great place to be a creative person. And that is why I love Austin music. You can find a link to our Love Austin Music page on the show notes page for this episode, or you can go there directly. Go to kutx.org/loveaustinmusic. I hope it gives you some good ideas about how you can show your love for the scene in February. If you want to show your love for this podcast, well, you can do that too. You can go to iTunes and leave a rating or a review. I mean, look, ratings and reviews help us. I say this all the time. They help people find us, but they also make us feel really good and warm and fuzzy inside. So thank you in advance for showing your love. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast, and it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.